Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, Paul tells us to imitate him as he also imitates Christ. In this passage, Paul sets up a standard. The Bible sets up a standard for following those who do the will of God and looking to their good qualities so we can grow and learn in our faith. Moses is one of those great characters of the Bible. Moses is a man who is seen as a great leader and a great lawgiver among the people of God. What is it that makes Moses stand out? Moses started with very difficult circumstances, and yet he didn't let those circumstances stop him. For example, in Exodus chapter 1, verse 8, we're told that a new Pharaoh arose who did not know Joseph. And because he didn't know Joseph, he didn't know God and God's law. He didn't respect the people of God. In fact, he wants the people of God to stop growing. The Bible tells us in the book of Exodus, chapters 1 and 2, that he's having all male children put to death. Moses' mother gives birth to him. He's a male child. He's destined to die, and yet she has the faith to place him in a basket, put him in the river, and lo and behold, Pharaoh's own daughter finds him, brings him up out of that, and he's raised in the palace of Pharaoh. And yet he doesn't let those circumstances, the fact that he was destined maybe not even to live, the fact that he grew up in probably a pleasure-filled society, stop him from being a great servant of God. He chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasure of sin. And so Moses didn't allow his circumstances to determine who or what he would be in life. Moses didn't allow his difficulties to keep him from being a great servant of God. God calls Moses and he says, Moses, you're going to let my people go. Pharaoh's going to let my people go. You're going to be a deliverer of them. And you're going to say to Pharaoh and to the people. And Moses says, now stop right there, God. I'm not a man of eloquent speech. Wouldn't it be better to send somebody else? Yeah, he made some excuses along the way. God had to encourage him, but Moses didn't let his difficulties stop him. He worked through those. He became a great leader of God's people. If you remember correctly, he led God's people out of Egypt, spread the Red Sea, God opened up the Red Sea, and they followed Moses on dry ground, and God allowed the sea to come in on the Egyptians. Moses not only overcame his circumstances, Moses was a great leader because he overcame his difficulties, and Moses is a great leader because he faithfully followed God and His Word. Just like Abraham, when God would give Moses directives or orders, Moses was willing to submit and do the will of God. Now, such wasn't always the case with the people. And like Abraham, Moses had a human side. Moses' fault was that he often got frustrated with the people of God, and he let his frustration lead to disobedience. God said to Moses, speak to the rock. Moses, out of anger, struck the rock because of that one sin. Moses wasn't allowed to enter into the promised land of Canaan. Yes, he overlooked it. Yes, he was faithful to God, and no doubt God would forgive Moses of that. But Moses allowed his frustration and his anger to take hold of him at times. Are we people like Moses who will be good leaders, who will follow God's will, who won't let our circumstances determine who we are, but rather will work through whatever our difficulties may be? You remember the young man Timothy? Timothy had a problem, he thought. He didn't think he was very eloquent either. And yet he was often shy and timid. But Paul said, God has not given you a spirit of timidity or fear, but of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1, verses 5 through 7. Like Moses and like Timothy, we need to be the kind of leaders who will stand up, take a stand on what's right, not let the world and the pleasures of it get in the way, but will faithfully serve God. Are we leading others to Christ, or are we being led by the pleasures of this world? Friend, our hope and prayer for you is that you will be the type of person who will overcome circumstance, overcome difficulty, and faithfully follow God, ultimately, to heaven itself.